Are you an entrepreneur that would like to quickly free up and create more cash flow and lasting wealth? Welcome to the Chris Miles Money Show. Chris Miles is a cash flow expert and the financial advocate for the entrepreneur. Chris will teach you how to create more freedom and more prosperity right now, not about saving 25 to 40 years from now. It's all about creating wealth and prosperity today. He's been featured on U.S. News, CNN Money, Bankrate.com, interviewed internationally on TV and radio, and has a high reputation for getting his clients fast, life-altering financial results with his company, Money Ripples. Learn more at MoneyRipples.com. Now, here's your host, Chris Miles.
Hello, everyone. This is my fellow Ripplers. Good to have you here again. This is Chris Miles, your cash flow expert and the financial advocate for the entrepreneur. Welcome you out once again this week for another great episode of the Chris Miles Money Show. So, welcome out. All right, cool. Hey, I'm really excited to have you guys here. Appreciate the people have reached out to us. Appreciate the people, all of you guys that have been listening and following this show. It really inspires me to want to keep creating good content for you guys, and I appreciate that. And I appreciate this show. This show is actually from one of you that said, "Hey, Chris, I would love to see a show on this." Especially because a few weeks ago, as we're talking about the law of exchange, you know, I said, "Hey, you know what? We should talk about maybe changing your state." And somebody said, "You know what, Chris? I could really use that. You know, how do you change your state? How do you bounce back when things hit you?" You know, things like that. So I want to bring up some of the principles. You know, some of these principles are ones I teach at my event, like the Wealth Empowerment Intensive. Although I might, you know, depending on which principle, I might cover it lightly or cover it more deeply. But I want to cover some principles that even my clients don't always get, you know. So I want to go into these today is how can you change your state? How can you change things when it seems like life is not just throwing you curves like we talked about last time, but what can we do? You know, what are the principles that we need to understand? And then what practices can we do that allows us to bounce back faster? And these are things that I've had to use a lot in the last year myself. I've had to use a lot really over the last decade or more, you know, for myself, especially as I understand scarcity and abundance and how to stay in a better state of abundance. And you got to stay in that state because if you're trying to attract more money, you want to attract more business, you want to have better relationships or better health and everything else, you got to get yourself to a place where you can change that state, to change the state that you're in, not this downward spiral that sometimes you feel like you're in when you're going through hard times, but how to come back out of it. How do you, fight your way back out, so to speak, but really how do you come out on top that these incidences, these events that happen in your life don't cripple you. They don't stop you. They don't keep you from being able to move forward and progress. Because if you can't control your mind, if you don't have the emotional discipline, you know, if you don't have those things in place, you know, I remember, reading a book where they called it emotional intelligence. If you don't have the emotional intelligence to bounce back, you know, the ability to have that fortitude, you know, that intestinal fortitude, those guts, you know, be able to have that ability to bounce back and do what's necessary to make things happen, you're going to find out that you're going to stay in those lows longer. And so we don't want you just to get in those lows very long. We want you to bounce out of them. We want you to fly through them as you do so. So I want to talk about three laws that help me personally, that help me and my ability to understand what's going on so that I can bounce back faster. And then two practices that I do as well to go along with those laws. So law number one is a law of rhythm. Now, a lot of these laws are laws that I've heard from other people. People like Bob Proctor have taught these things and so forth. The law of rhythm just states that there's ups and there's downs, right? There's ebb and flow. You know, there's just like the waves of the sea, you know, things tend to go up and down. It's just the way that life is. Life is never a continual straight line up, is it? I mean, there's always things that you have highs and you have lows. You have good times, you have bad times. That's part of the law of rhythm. Just understand that even when you're in a place of abundance, even when you're doing everything right, things can still throw curves at you. Things will still challenge you. That's normal. Life is like that. You know, it never does go a continual path straight up. Anybody who thinks it is hasn't lived life long enough or is naive to life to realize that even if you are going an upward trajectory, it doesn't mean you're going straight up or that things are exponentially always getting better, you know, at least not over short periods of time. Over long periods of time, that can be true. And so the law of rhythm just says there's ups and there's downs. And each of you probably have your different ups and downs right now. You know, some of you might be up financially, but maybe you're down physically. Maybe your physical body is struggling with something right now, like health-wise. You know, maybe you're struggling in a relationship. You know, maybe it's you're struggling with money, or maybe you're struggling in your business right now, but maybe you are healthy. You feel good. You feel great. Maybe your relationships are awesome. You know, maybe your mental state is great, or maybe it's not. You know, the great thing is that usually in life, you have some highs in certain areas and lows in others, and that's okay, or somewhere in between. You know, I don't think it's pretty rare I ever see everybody where they have a low in every area of life. Usually there's at least something. I mean, even if it's spiritually, they have a high when everything else is at a low, right? So there's different challenges that people have. You know, on the outside, you could be doing great in your business and financially, but maybe you're struggling emotionally, you know, and that could definitely happen. That's the thing, is that you can't ever look at somebody and say, oh, they're doing great. Each one of us are going through our own battles. We're dealing with our own struggles. And so the question is understanding that there are ups and downs. And I remember, one of my friends who was kind of a mentor of mine, it's funny that he heard me talking about the law of rhythm, and he interpreted something I said, which is, you know, we're going through highs and lows. You know, if you think about it, if we're like riding hills, right? If we're going up and down hills, what happens most of the time, people will, as they're going downhill, especially if they're going down to a new low, you know, something that they've never seen before, they freak out, they panic, and they want to put on the brakes, and they want to just stop. The problem is, if you stop on a hill, you know, or as you're going down a hill, you put on the brakes, you got to use a lot more energy to get back up to that new hill. Because here's the thing, even with new lows come new highs. And the thing is that during these low times, these are the very times you're developing the tools to hit these higher highs. Without these lows, without these struggles, you wouldn't develop the right tools and the abilities to be able to hit new heights. Because otherwise, you're not learning anything new. At least you'd hope so. So as you're going through these valleys, make sure you're finding the lessons. You're learning new things. And it's going to challenge you in ways you've never been before. You know, and that's something you need to look at. That's something you need to really embrace. Because as you do that, you'll start to realize, like, wait a minute, these are the tools I needed to hit where I wanted to go. You know, that's why you can't just go straight up. There are a lot of times you got to have those struggles to help you grow into the person that's necessary to allow yourself to hit those higher highs. You got to develop yourself into the person. This is why when I think of my vision, I don't say, like, you know, what I want. Well, okay, I do say what I want, but I'm more focused on who do I need to become to achieve those things. And that's where the struggle and the challenges allow you to develop into the person necessary to create those things. All those people you see that are successful went through their own struggles and challenges to develop them into the person they needed to become to be where they are. And so don't be afraid of those lows. In fact, if anything, look at it not like someone who's going down a hill and getting scared about how fast it is, but instead be like a skateboarder in a half pipe. As they're going down, they're letting that speed and that momentum take them down so they could shoot back up higher and faster. That's why you see skateboarders using the momentum as they go down to go higher and higher as they hit the other ends of the half pipe. That's exactly what you need to be doing as well. As you start to see that downhill, start going like, yes, all right, let's do this. Let's get through this. In fact, let's go faster. Let's really embrace this. Let's take it head on and speed through it rather than putting the brakes on than getting stuck at the bottom. Right. And you guys have heard me paraphrase before, because I heard somebody come up to me recently saying that she loved this quote, that sometimes life takes you through the city dumps. You know, the trick is that you don't set up camp there. You don't park there. Right. And that's true as well, is that in the law of a rhythm, allow yourself to go through those lows. And so you can shoot back out faster. So go through with gratitude. The second law, the law of perpetual transmutation. This law simply is stating that, you know what? You're either growing or dying. Everything is always a state of change, right? You know, either things are getting better or worse. It's not like things just stay the same and that's it. Things are always changing. And so realize that, you know, as you're going through this, that, you know, as things are changing, are you growing or dying? Are you improving or are you regressing? Are you progressing or regressing? You know, realize that there's always change. No matter how much you want to be a control freak, and trust me, I'm one of those people that when it comes to life, I like to control my environment a lot. And that tends to be one of the challenges I deal with. Sometimes you just got to embrace the change that's happening and say, all right, let's go with this. All right, fine. Here's what seems like a curve, but maybe this is exactly what's needed to happen, right? that's perpetual transmutation. Just realize that things are always changing. And as you're going through the law of rhythm, just realize, hey, no matter what, it's going to go up and it's going to go down. Embrace that. And as you embrace that with the change, then it becomes more expected. It doesn't throw you off as much. And then the third one, law, is a law of synchronicity. Law of synchronicity just says that there are no accidents, right? Everything happens for a reason. Everything happens for a reason. This has been so, so helpful for me. And this is something I have to remind some of my friends, my clients, as they go through hard times, that you have to understand that everything is happening for a reason. There is a lesson behind everything. There is something to learn or something to grow from. There's sometimes this bigger things at work. You know, this is where if you're religious, believing in God and having faith in a higher source, no matter what that it looks like for you, that's very essential. Because when you realize, you know what, this is happening for a reason. Okay, maybe there's a bigger reason behind it. When I was going through some of my biggest struggles, especially as I started to develop my own cash flow process, it was because I was doing it for myself, one. But two, I realized, like, hey, if I'm going through this, and this is something that helped me through it eventually, is that because I was one of those people that I understood these laws, but I was having such a hard time staying in those lows. And sometimes I thought, okay, I'm coming back out. Oh, never mind. I thought it was a false start. It's going back in again. And I was really developing my own emotional intelligence, you know, my emotional discipline, because I had to control and realize that these laws always work. And so with the law of synchronicity, I had to realize, listen, this is happening for a reason. There are no accidents. Maybe there's one person that's going to get a huge benefit from my struggles. Maybe my pain will become somebody else's gain. Little did I know it would affect thousands and thousands and thousands of people. I didn't realize it'd be that big, but I was hoping it would benefit somebody. And that's where my cash flow process came from. This is the thing that is helping my clients the most, is using my cash flow process, helping them be able to get their money working for them so they're not always working for money. You know, as they increase their income, as they increase their stewardship, they're able to keep it and hold on to it better. Because I realized what happened when I didn't become a wise steward of my money, right? You know, that's the thing, is like I learned through experiences where I did things wrong that allowed me to do it right the next time and keep it and develop and grow my stewardship. And even when I would hit hard times or hit challenges in life, be able to bounce back in, you know, I'm still in business today, obviously. So that's got to be a pretty darn good sign, right? You know, and that's one thing that I've seen, is that I keep fighting, I keep going, and I've developed these skills to where now, if somebody throws me a curve, it doesn't throw me off course as much, even with something new. And I've had some pretty crazy things even last year happen to me, and happy to say that my business is at a high that it hasn't been at for really forever. So I'm seeing things in my business that have just made me happy, you know, where I can work less and make more money. And I love that. I love being able to see these laws work. It didn't happen overnight, but it still worked. So those are the three laws: the law of rhythm, that they're always ups and downs; the law of perpetual transmutation, that things are always changing, you're always growing or dying, right? And then the law of synchronicity, there are no accidents. Just like in Kung Fu Panda, there are no accidents, right? So let's talk about what strategies we could do, techniques or things we could do to help with this. Number one, now how do we combine these laws together? You know, how do we actually change your state? Changing your state, and when I say change your state, means how do we get you out of your funk? Right? You know, how do we get you out of that place where you feel like you don't know what the heck is going on? Right? That's what we're talking about, was changing your state. How do we switch it around? So if you find yourself with a struggle, maybe something happens, you know, like for example, maybe you have a client or a potential client that maybe they told you no, right? You know, or maybe you had a client that's giving you a struggle, or maybe they're, you know, emotional with you or something like that, and you're having it through your day off, you know, you're feeling bad or whatever it might be. The thing you have to understand is say, well, one, okay, great. You know, that's going to be normal. Things like that are going to happen. It's not always going to be perfect. All right. Why is this happening? You know? And when you say why, another good question to say as well that helps is why not? You know, some people are like, why is this happening to me? Why? Well, why not? What makes you immune to challenges? That's normal, right? And so if you ever catch yourself saying, why does this happen to me? And hopefully you don't say, why does this always happen to me? If you say that, you're going to keep it happening to you forever. And so you start asking yourself instead, well, why not? What makes me immune? What makes me any more special than the rest of the human race, right? To where I can't experience something like this. You know, that's kind of what I mean by that. So why not? So let's start with that one. That's a big one right there. Now, another way to change your state is, how can we get yourself feeling better? If you want the law of attraction to work in your life, you got to look for ways to feel better. So this could be something as simple as, you know, taking a break. You know, maybe you're in front of your computer and you're starting to get a little bit depressed. You know, if you're someone like me where you tend to work behind a computer or you're on the phone and things like that, get up, move around, do some sit-ups, push-ups, start doing things maybe just right there in the office, jumping jacks, dance, you know, turn on some music. This could be in your car or at home. Turn on some music and just let it loose. Just, you know, put on your favorite song and be, you know, just to be excited, to be happy. You know, go for a walk. You know, get outside, get out in nature, do those kind of things. Whatever it takes to get you to feel good, you know, play some sports. You know, it might be something like, I'm talking about like going out with friends to go to the batting cages. You know, maybe you got some aggression and energy to let out. Do something aggressive. You know, it might be martial arts or whatever it might be. You know, it might be something as simple as meditation. You know, just get into a place where you can just meditate and think and journal. Maybe writing your feelings out will be huge. You know, there's all kinds of ways to do it. All kinds of ways to do it. But whatever helps you to feel good, do that. Help yourself to just switch it. So if you feel challenged, you feel like you're having a really crappy day, which, by the way, all of us have those days. All of us have crappy days. When you feel that come up, do something to change it. You know, do something to at least change that moment. And trust me, it's worth it, because most people just keep trying to work. They try to work their way out of it, and it doesn't work. Sometimes you just got to take a break, relax, maybe go to a spiritual place, a great mental place, whatever it is. No, those are the things you need to do to help yourself switch it. You know, change whatever state you're in. You know, move. That's the key, is like, can you move yourself away from that situation? Don't avoid it, but can you move yourself away? And then, so that's the one thing, is that can you change your state? The second thing you can do, and this is something you should be doing all the time, and you've heard me say this before, but this helps you in general to bounce back faster right from the beginning of the day. And that's doing your daily power hour, or hour of power, as Tony Robbins calls it, or morning ritual, whatever you want to call it. It doesn't have to be an hour, as I've mentioned before. But doing that morning ritual each and every single day, you make this part of your life. Where you're getting up, you're moving your body, you're getting your blood pumping, you're getting your body awake, you're enlivening your mind, you know, getting your mind working, you know, whether it's, you know, whatever it might be. I mean, whether you're reading great books, you're listening to great podcasts, wink, wink, you know, or whatever it might be, right? Like that kind of thing, to get your mind going. It could be journaling, and that could be part of the spiritual part too. Are you doing part of the spiritual? Are you meditating? Are you journaling? Are you reading great scriptural texts? Are you praying, or whatever it might be? Are you having these, you know, gratitude sessions, you know, when you're trying to, you know, count your blessings, so to speak? Whatever it looks like, those are the things that if you're doing that each and every morning, and if you have to spread it out throughout the morning, like I do a lot of times, especially when you've got kids, you can't always do it in one sitting or one time. You might be able to, but some people don't want to wake up at 4 or 5 a.m. So to do that, you might have to say, cool, I'll get my morning workout. Maybe I'm listening to my vision, you know, my life, kind of my life vision that way. You know, maybe I'm, you know, I would do a prayer of gratitude as I'm, you know, running and things like that, which I do, by the way. When I go run, I like to do prayers of gratitude. You know, I like to listen to books in the car, sometimes at home, or reading books while I'm eating breakfast, you know, great things like that. All those things you could be doing. Those are the things that I'm talking about. So be sure that you're doing that daily power hour each and every day. Don't miss out. It is essential. This is something you have to invest time in, because if you don't, it's going to cripple you for life. If you want your life to be better, you want to bounce back faster when you're dealing with these laws, remember these laws. Remember, it's normal, it's natural. Enact them in your life. Use them to your advantage, because they're going to happen anyways. Time's going to throw you curves. When you bounce back faster, you can see those blessings faster. You can come back faster, stronger, and see the abundance come in your life better. Everybody, thank you so much for joining me today. Join us again next week. Keep following us. Join us on moneyripples.com. If you want help or you want other shows like this, email me, chris@moneyripples.com, to find out more. Everybody, have a great and prosperous week. We'll see you later.
Thanks for listening to The Chris Miles Money Show. Don't forget to subscribe to us on iTunes and make us a part of your daily routine. And check out our blogs and learn more about Chris, his services, and how we can help you at moneyripples.com. Join us next time on the Chris Miles Money Show.